Fox News alert. 15 is the magic number. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Republican Kevin McCarthy is finally elected Speaker of the House on a historic 15th vote just after midnight.
Having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
About 30 minutes into the new day, McCarthy becomes the House of Representatives' new speaker by securing 216 votes from his fellow Republicans, who erupted into a chant of USA. And after 4 days of grueling ballots, McCarthy flipped more than a dozen conservative holdouts to become supporters and to win the gavel. This is the longest speaker's race since 1860. The House finalized that position the day after the second anniversary of the deadly assault on the Capitol that many say threatened democracy. On Friday, protesters showed up to mark the day, and one of them, the mother of a woman killed during the riot, was arrested.
Ashley Babbitt's mother, 58-year-old Mickey Withoff, was part of a group of demonstrators illegally blocking traffic on Independence Avenue Friday, despite the fact that the sidewalk was open. Capitol Police told the protesters who did not have a permit to move out of the road or they'd be arrested. Withoff refused and was arrested for failing to obey an order and obstructing roadways. She was given a citation to appear in court at a later date. Babbitt, an Air Force veteran, was shot and killed by a Capitol Hill police officer during the riot 2 years ago. The Department of Justice did not pursue charges against the officer. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And a strong day for stocks. The Dow soared 700 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Recapping our top story, Republican Kevin McCarthy wins an historic 15th vote to become the new Speaker of the House. In a statement, President Biden congratulated McCarthy on winning the election and says he is prepared to work with Republicans when he can. Federal officials give the green light to a new Alzheimer's drug.
The FDA on Friday approving a drug believed to improve the lives of those with Alzheimer's. Leqembi is expected to be available to those with mild or early stage symptoms of the disease. Researchers say Leqembi is the first drug that's shown the ability to slow the decline in memory and thinking most affected by Alzheimer's. Officials say the drug is not a cure, but is expected to slow the progression of the disease. They also warn of potential downsides, including the need for twice-a-month infusions and possible side effects like brain swelling. It was granted FDA approval under a new program allowing the release of drugs based on early results before patient benefits are confirmed. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Donations are flowing in for a foundation set up by Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin before his heart attack during a game this week.
Damar Hamlin just wanted to raise $2,500 so he could buy some toys for kids. But after Hamlin went into cardiac arrest and had to be resuscitated on the field during Monday night's game with Cincinnati, GoFundMe donations to his Chasing M's Foundation have far exceeded that, reaching almost $8 million. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And no winner in Friday night's Mega Millions drawing. That was worth nearly $1 billion. The jackpot will roll over for a drawing on Tuesday for an estimated $1.1 billion. The cash option on that is $568.7 million. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.